KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking high school sports, in high school volleyball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda holding off Atlantic 3-2. That went 15-4 in the deciding fifth set. Also, Glenwood defeated Atlantic 3-0. Glenwood over Clarinda 3-0. Red Oak took 3 out of 5. From Lewis Central. Kemper Catholic swept 3 from Harlan, while St. Albert was a 3-game winner over Creston last night. In Western Iowa Conference volleyball, Logan Magnolia defeated AHSTW in 3 straight. Missouri Valley took 3 in a row from Audubon. It was Tri-Center topping IKM Manning 3-0. Underwood over Trainer 3-2. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK holding off Cam 3-2. 15-8 the score in the deciding fifth game. Lynn Ralston beat Arweva 3-0. Bowyer Valley over Woodbine 3-1, while West Harrison defeated Peyton Sherdan 3-2. In corner conference play, Griswold a winner over Stanton 3-2. It went 15-13 in the deciding fifth game. Sydney beat East Mills 3-1. Fremont Mills over Essex 3-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley 3-2. Also, it was Bedford beating North Nottoway 3-1 last night in girls' high school volleyball play. Take a look at cross-country action. AHSTW hosting a co-ed cross-country meet at the Avoca Golf and Country Club yesterday. On the boys' side, Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert was the individual champion, with Derek Thompson of Trainer the runner-up. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning was third. Ryan Hughes of St. Albert was fourth. Cole Dooley of Trainer placing fifth. Colin Lilly of St. Albert was sixth. Ryan Kahns of Trainer was seventh. Riverside's Ben Schroeder was eighth. Tarek Rowe of Logan Magnolia placing ninth, and Hayden Piskorski of St. Albert placing 10th individually in that meet yesterday. In the team standings, team scoring saw St. Albert win with 38 points, Trainer with 47, the runner-up, IKM Manning at 76 for third, Woodbine and Riverside round out the top five teams. On the girls' side in action yesterday, Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia was the champ, with Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia right behind her in second place. Grace Slater of Audubon placing third. Tori Castle of Trainer ran fourth. Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia was fifth. Hannah Tiggison of Audubon, sixth. Julia Cook of AHSTW was seventh. Her teammate Jade Draymond was eighth. Carly McKeever of St. Albert running ninth, and Jordan Reimer of Underwood placing 10th in that meet yesterday on the girls' side. The final team standing saw Logan Magnolia win with 24 points. AHSTW had 46 for second. Trainer and Exira EHK round out the top four teams in that meet yesterday. Also at the Storm Lake Cross Country meet, Harlan and Dennison both participating. On the girls' side, Elisa Fisher of Spencer was the champ. For Harlan, Lucy Borkowski was the runner-up. Also, Harlan had Liv Friend 6th, Kaya Beaker 7th, and Abby Alberti 8th. Claire Miller of Denison placing 5th in that meet yesterday. Harlan won the team title on the girls' side. They had 35 total points, while Denison ended up in 9th place in that meet. On the boys' side, Bryce Kramer of Cherokee was the champ for Harlan. Brennan Monk was 14th, Isaac Jones 16th, Denison's Leo Flores was 15th in that meet yesterday. The team score saw MOC Floyd Valley win the team title. Denison placed 5th and Harlan 6th overall in the team totals. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says even without starting center Colin Newell, the offensive line made major progress in a loss to Iowa. Campbell says Newell is questionable for Saturday's game against Louisiana Monroe.
It may be for the season.
One of our great challenges was this game, this past weekend, to that offensive line. I think a really good defensive front, maybe one of the best defensive fronts in college football. And if we were going to have success, we were going to have to find a way to win that battle or have a way to compete. And be honest with you, for the last 3 years, we really haven't. And I thought for the first time since we played in this game, we've been able to go and really compete.
Campbell likes the balance on offense through 2 games. 10 different receivers have caught a pass, and 5 running backs have at least 10 carries. He says the next step for the offense is do a better job finishing drives.
We've driven the football in the first 2 games with great consistency, maybe more consistently than we have, to be honest with you, since we've been here. Our issue is, you know, a little bit of it. It's the 4th and 3. We had the false start. You know, you're driving down there and you know, Brock gets knocked, the ball gets knocked out of his hands. We fumble the football. You know, it's been those little those little things, that those are things that we can control, and we're not controlling what we can control.
That game kicks off in Ames at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says he has no idea what happened to Iowa band members during Saturday's football game in Ames. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta released a statement on Monday saying the university had been made aware of inappropriate actions toward members of the band and staff.
It's tough to comment on this situation because all we know is that Iowa issued a press release. I couldn't tell you what happened, when it happened, or where it happened. No one's been able to ascertain that information or provide it to us.
Pollard says they're just waiting to find out what happened.
This state had a national audience with game day, and it was an awesome celebratory day for both Iowa and Iowa State, and it brought great exposure to the Cy-Hawk series and to the Iowa Corn and everything great about this state. And it pains me to think that a pretty vague release has kind of damaged that nationally.
Well, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says Briley Moore will still be out when the Panthers host Idaho State. UNI's starting tight end injured a shoulder in the season opener at Iowa State. Moore's injury was the only negative to what Farley feels has been a solid start to their season.
The only thing we really had to adjust is figuring out the tight end. You know, how much can we can use that based off our depth at tight end right now with the loss of Briley. So first 2 weeks, the only thing that I could say that was bad happened was Briley's injury. After that, it was, you know, that was probably the adjustment moving forward.
Panthers are coming off a bye week as they get ready for Saturday's matchup. In NFL news, Eli Manning's NFL career began when he took over for Hall of Famer Kurt Warner midway through the New York Giants' 2004 season. Giants coach Pat Shurmur is making a quarterback change following the team's 0-2 start, announcing that Daniel Jones is replacing Manning under center. Jones was taken by the Giants with the 6th overall pick in this year's NFL draft and looked impressive during the preseason. Manning led the Giants to Super Bowl titles after the 2007 and 11 seasons, beating Tom Brady and the Patriots both times. Saints quarterback Drew Brees says he's scheduled to undergo surgery on his throwing thumb tomorrow, adding that he'll dedicate himself to a rehabilitation process to get back to playing as quickly as he can. Brees tore a ligament in the right thumb when he made contact with Los Angeles defensive tackle Aaron Donald during the follow-through of a throw in Sunday's loss to the Rams. Rehabilitation is estimated to take about 6 weeks, but that timeline could change after surgery. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton sat out Tuesday's practice and could miss Sunday's game at Arizona after the 2015 league MVP re-aggravated a mid-foot sprain. Carolina coach Ron Rivera gave no timetable Tuesday for Newton's potential return. Rivera said backup Kyle Allen would make his second career NFL start if Newton isn't able to play on Sunday. Two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey confirmed he wants out of Jacksonville and took shots at Jaguars coach Doug Marrone in a 16-minute interview session that added more confusion to an already awkward situation. Ramsey insists he doesn't want to be a distraction as the Jaguars prepare to host Tennessee on Thursday night. In baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers have climbed back into a tie with the Chicago Cubs for the second National League wild card, 2 games back of the National League Central leading Cardinals. The Brew Crew won for the 11th time in 12 games as Mike Moustakas and Lorenzo Cain homered in a 3-1 win against the Padres last night. Sonny Gray and the Cincinnati bullpen stymied the Cubs' offense in a 4-2 win at Wrigley Field as Gray struck out 9, allowing 2 runs over 6 2/3 innings before 2 relievers finished off a 5-hitter. In St. Louis, Howie Kendrick fell a triple shy of the cycle, and Patrick Corbin struck out 11 over 6 innings of the Nationals' 6-2 decision over the Cardinals. Corbin didn't allow an earned run and helped Washington open a 1.5-game lead over the Cubs and the Brewers for the first National League wild card. Victor Robles supplied a pair of RBI singles for the Nationals. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-4, the Mets over Colorado 6-1, Miami 12-6 over Arizona. In the American League, the Athletics scored twice in the 7th to beat the Royals 2-1 to take a 2-game lead over Tampa Bay for the first AL wild card. Also, the Yankees beat the Angels 8-0, Cleveland over Detroit 7-2, Toronto beat Baltimore 8-5, Houston over Texas 4-1, Minnesota in 12 innings 9-8 over Chicago. In interleague play, Seattle beat Pittsburgh 6-0, San Francisco over Boston in 15 innings 7-6. L.A. beat Tampa Bay, the Dodgers, over Tampa Bay 7-5. Pittsburgh Pirates all-star closer Felipe Vasquez has been arrested on charges of pornography and soliciting a child. Vasquez was taken into custody by state police on 1 count of computer pornography solicitation of a child and 1 count of providing obscene material to minors. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says it began investigating Vasquez in August after learning of an alleged sexual relationship between Vasquez and a 15-year-old girl living in Lee County, Florida. The girl allegedly received a video text message from Vasquez in July in which he was performing a sex act. Vasquez also allegedly texted the girl to ask if she wanted to meet for a sexual encounter after the baseball season. The Pirates said they've informed the Major League Baseball Commissioner's office and they expect Vasquez to be placed on administrative leave. And Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog is recovering from a minor stroke. The 87-year-old Herzog became ill Monday at his charity golf tournament at Forest Hills Country Club in suburban St. Louis. The Cardinals say Herzog is currently resting and doing well. The team provided an update Tuesday on Herzog. Nicknamed the White Rat, Herzog had a 1,281 and 1,125 record in 18 years as a major league manager with the Cardinals, Royals, Rangers, and Angels. Under Herzog's direction, St. Louis won the championship in 1982 and also made it to the World Series in 85 and 87. Herzog was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2010. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.